Welcome back to the IWP Network, or if it's your first time, welcome hanging out with us. Thank you so much for choosing this podcast, and feedback is always welcome. So make sure to check the links below for all social media links, audio and video versions of this show, and merch. We look forward to hearing from you and hearing that feedback, and enjoy the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Banging Beers Podcast, Patreon episode number 7. Your first Patreon episode.
That's this many.
Yeah, that's this many. First Patreon episode, we did roll that one. That one should be maybe all right now. We have three beers we're going to do, and these three beers were all given to us by a Patreon member, Jen. Jen, she hooked us up with two from Fourscore, so we have the Jamba Papaya Banana
and sour sop.
Sour sop. We have a Jamba Raspberry Cherry Creamsicle. And we have a beer that she got from her beer box. I don't know the name of the beer box, so we'll have to find out that.
That's the one that looks like a Four Loko. Yes.
This looks like a Four Loko can. It's from Finkel and Garf, which sounds like great musicians in Vegas. This is a sour ale, cherries, raspberry, cocoa nibs, and vanilla. And it's a chocolate-covered cherry sour. Interesting. I think it sounds cool. Chocolate covered cherry. We had a chocolate covered cherry beer from the one that tasted like the ones that from Mellow Mink did that one.
Yeah,
it was fucking excellent. Really good beer.
I was out a little bit yesterday too after the Black Rock expedition, and I hit both the breweries in Temecula. The Revere Brewery has a chocolate cherry bourbon stout now. So that was pretty good.
Yeah. We got to get some of their beers. Are they canning anything yet?
Revere cans anything. It's Stoker's that doesn't can yet.
Okay. Maybe Revere will have to get like three or four of theirs and do like a whole Revere episode soon. We'll have to do that. So it is WrestleMania weekend. So, you know, this show, we bullshit a little more. I know we talked in the past. I asked you, like, if you're a wrestling fan. You said you watched back in the day.
When I was younger, yeah. I used to watch it.
Yeah. Really cool show out right now. I know this is going to be like, this is like, the Patreons are always like crossovers of each episode, but this is a little pop culture wrestling reference. But there's a new show out right now called Young Rock. Have you heard of it or seen it?
I've heard of it.
It's really good.
Is it?
Yes, it's really good. So it's pretty much just goes through The Rock's life growing up with his dad, obviously Rocky Johnson, his mom, his grandmother was a booker in Hawaii, and it goes through his childhood, his college days of him playing at Miami University, and then just leads into him, I guess, being an adult.
Touch on any freedom in Bethlehem.
Most of his youth is all talking about being in Bethlehem and going to school in Bethlehem and getting in trouble and being a klepto and robbing stores because he wanted to look cool. It's a really good show. It's fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and it has a lot of references. So there's like Andre the Giant's in it, and there's a guy who plays Andre. There's Iron Sheik. There's a Macho Man. There's the Alpha and Sika, the Samoans. There's everybody's there. Like it's a cool show. Like one of the episodes, him and Andre go to the movies because Andre was babysitting them. Because you imagine like growing up and you're just like, you're hanging out with the Iron Sheik, Andre, and Macho Man because it's just like part of your everyday life. It's crazy.
Iron Sheik is my favorite wrestler on social media, by the way.
Oh, he is a psycho.
He's a loon, and it's perfect.
Yeah, and PC culture hasn't learned about him yet, so we won't turn them on to him. So our first beer here did not pour like I expected. I think I had one similar to this, but I thought it was a lot different. So this is the Jamba Banana
Sour Sop.
Yeah, I probably should fucking...
Papaya Banana Sour Sop.
6% ABV. Two friends checked it in, gave it a 4.50. Oh, that smell lovely. Jen gave this a perfect score. She said this is a fiver all day. 191 check-ins, average of 398. Fourscore is a microbrewery in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. It's great. It's a great brewery. They have, when we were there, we went to like a Gettysburg trip. We did like the historical stuff, and then before the day started, we sat outside and enjoyed some beers and had a really good time. I think that's kind of where Jen found out about Fourscore. From our trip,
because we did that one episode with the blueberry ice cream.
Yes,
oh, I had that one.
And the Yoda beers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The baby Yoda beers. Yeah,
the Brekkie Bowls.
Yeah, the Brekkie Bowls.
Those. Yeah. They did a release, I think, yesterday of the Soft Swerve, and I think it sold out in like a couple hours.
Yeah. You said, and I think they've done it in the past too, but they have another collaboration coming up soon with Imprint.
Yeah, it's a Jamba Smoogie matchup.
It's funny because we said on the episode we first had it, we're like, man, this is the competition of the smoothies. Like the Jambas and the smoothies are in the same wheelhouse. And instead of being like, you're our competition, they're like, let's make one together, which is what we love in the beer world. You know, you see people working together.
There's plenty of beers to be drank. You know, you don't have to all be fighting each other.
All right. So normally these Jambas are very like dark in color.
Yeah. Like
thick, milkshakey. Yeah.
There's no dark components to this one, though.
No, this drink's like I know this is not an ingredient in it, but this looks like pineapple juice.
Yeah,
it has the same consistency of a pineapple juice. It's very smooth.
Yeah, you're used to having a cup of yogurt in your hand.
Yes, yeah. Like this drink's like a glass of juice and not so much like a glass of yogurt. That's a great analogy. I'm interested what your take is. How much banana you're getting?
I'm getting too much banana, but that's because I don't like banana.
Yeah,
but I can't believe that it's this thin with the banana in it.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. It would have been thicker because of the banana. Like, you can't get juice out of a banana.
It's interesting because sometimes you get banana and you get that Runs candy banana taste.
After you start drinking it?
Yeah, that's... go ahead.
Sorry. You get much less banana after you start drinking it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you just get used to it. Maybe it coats your tongue or something.
Maybe.
But that Bill hit on, that's... It's real banana. It's not like banana runts or any other artificial candy. That's real banana flavor in there.
That's tasty. Tasty. I know like this is... We do score some stuff on here. We will score it. We won't thrive too much on it. I'll go 375 on this. I really enjoy it. Make sure I don't tag Pops in this one. We have our own little location tag in. The Bangin' Beers podcast table. I had to make a Fourscore. Square. Fourscore. Fourscore, like, business thing for my address so I can do that. I had to cheat the system. Yeah. What do you think?
I'll go 3.5 on this just because I could definitely drink the full one.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, I would have a much drinking a pint of
this. I get the banana, I don't hate it.
This is a nice hot day. You're sitting outside drinking.
Soursop is not something you ever see, and so I mean,
I have no idea what soursop is.
I had one when I was down in the Caribbean. Apparently, it's like Central and South American fruit. It's really neat.
Is it like apple adjacent?
It was like I want to say it was like yay big. It had a big thick rind that I had to cut open and scoop the fruits out.
We've been. Every now and then we're sneaking in fruits or...
I'll bring something next episode.
Yeah. What did we have last time?
Dragon fruit.
Bob brought dragon fruit and nice. It's like kiwi almost. It's like eating a kiwi.
That's I was telling him it was in an international grocery store in Virginia and they had jackfruit there.
Jackfruit is hilarious.
But it was the smallest one I ever saw, so it was a little bit smaller than a bowling ball. And I put it on the produce scale. It was still 12 pounds.
I wish that I could find the picture because one time I went to the store. We went to get jackfruit specifically. We went to an international supermarket. And we get there and it's like, oh, jackfruit's $1.29 a pound or something. Like, all right, cool. That's not bad. We walk over. We pick up the smallest one they got. 85
pounds.
And I'm walking out like this with a 33-pound jackfruit. it was like $50-some just to try this fruit.
Was it good?
It smells like juicy fruit gum, and it just tastes like a banana. It has like the exact taste of a banana.
So you weren't into it.
I wasn't for it.
So you spent like $85 on something.
But
you
it's so sticky. Like if you grab it, You got it. Like, it's super glues to your hand. Like, the inside of it is so sticky. And the only thing that gets it off is more of the fruit. Like, if you rub the juice from the fruit, it comes off.
Interesting. It's good to know for your insides.
Yeah. Just had to drink the juice to clean up. Clean up your stomach.
Yeah, I'll get sticky poops or something. Like, my butthole's glued together.
Apparently, jackfruit's, like, super common in, like, vegan recipes instead of using pork.
Interesting.
Like, they'll do pulled jackfruit instead of pulled pork.
Still sounds awful. I mean, I'm sure it tastes good, but I want...
Coat it in barbecue sauce. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah. I want meat. I want that meat in my mouth.
I was at a vegan place that used eggplant to replace pastrami and a Reuben.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was okay. It definitely wasn't a Reuben. It was better than I expected.
Those, probably should have rolled this more before I did it. Oh, well, we'll find out.
I gave this 4. I was going to go 3.75. Then I realized I looked and it's 6%.
Yeah.
So it drinks a lot lighter than 6%. So just the fact that that's more hidden.
Yeah. Bob, what do you give it?
I give it a 4. I think it's freaking delicious, man.
Yeah, it's really good. I actually like it a little better because it's not like drinking a glass of yogurt. Which one's this? I'm sorry.
Raspberry, cherry, creamsicle.
And they actually just had a raspberry creamsicle, so this is the raspberry cherry creamsicle. One friend checked it in, Jen, gave it a perfect 5. Love her to death. She's like, listen, this is my beer. I'm scoring it. 201 check-ins, 427. Once again, Fourscore Brewing Company. This is, yeah, all that. So growing up, Bob, who was some of your favorite wrestlers?
When I was in my wrestling phase, I lived in Florida. I didn't live up here. And they had their own program in Florida. Dusty Rhodes was on all the time. So of course, if you had Dusty Rhodes, you had to have at least one of the Funk Brothers around. Don the Body Morocco was on there all the time. Ric Flair just started coming out towards the end of where I was interested in it.
I have a Dusty Rhodes shirt upstairs. Son of a plumber, baby.
Trying to think, what the heck was the Russian guy's name back then? Ivan Koloff, was that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Bugsy Malone.
the Italian guy.
This is goddamn delicious. Does anybody else taste this?
Yep. I haven't tried it yet.
This is soda.
This tastes like, actually, at first I say I'm not getting much cherry, but then it hits you, the cherry.
This tastes like if they made a soda out of Luden's cough drops.
Yeah.
And I'm for that, because I'll eat them like candy.
If this had a hint of chocolate to it, it would taste like a Tootsie Pop. It's like the shell of the Tootsie Pop.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Once again, not very thick, very smooth.
Yeah.
Like it's how many sips to get to the center?
Yeah, it's like drinking juice. Wait till you turn 21. Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, this is fucking bullshit.
This is boring.
My first fucking episode is just nonsense. I get to watch all these people. Well, we're going to bring, like, we'll get you craft sodas. Oh, we'll have, like, craft.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have craft. Do they still make Jones sodas?
Yeah.
Yep.
Header. It still exists. Header doesn't drink booze.
Oh, they can do their own show.
Yeah. Header, he's always bringing, like, craft sodas and stuff. Hmm. When you do, like, Not Cool in High Schools and stuff, you'll be able to come and hang out. We have candies and snacks and stuff. You'll be able to partake in those. Actually, that if you look to the right there, we have a snack crate. So the new unboxing we're going to do is a snack crate. So we're going to, and that, I'm not going to say what country it's from, but when you get a snack crate, they get all these different candies from that country. And then you open it up and it's all these, like, the popular snacks that's in
awesome.
That. Yeah, so we're going to do that on the next, either Truth Behind a Loser or Not Cool. After the show's over, we'll do, like, an unboxing video. And then I have a pro wrestling crate over there we have to do. But, yeah, tonight's Mania 37. It is in Tampa, Florida. They built a giant pirate ship above the stage.
That's awesome.
So that, like, now it has, they built a pirate ship in a stadium that has a pirate ship, which is funny. But yeah, so it's they had night one yesterday. Night one, they crowned Bobby Lashley retained his championship against Drew McIntyre, which is a huge shocker. Tag team champions scramble to find out who's going to fight for the women's championship tonight, and that was won by Natalia and Tamina, which is the daughter of Jim the Anvil Neidhart and Jimmy Snuka, the actual daughters. So there's a callback for the older generation. The women's it was the first ever time where the main event was two black people of color. Well, black superstars, and it was two women. So it was Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the women's championship, and Bianca Belair is the new champion. Hmm. She has a long, huge braid.
Oh, you know what? I've seen her. And I was going to say, I remember Sasha Banks from like the last couple WrestleManias.
Sasha Banks is Snoop Dogg's niece.
Really?
Yes.
Pretty cool.
So she kept pulling at this braid the whole fight. So at the very end, Bianca takes the braid and just hits her across the stomach with it. And it sounds like a whip hit her.
That's awesome.
Like the whole, like the hard cam is here and it hits her. And everybody on the hard cam just got up and like did the, oh my, like they had to walk it off. And Sasha had a huge welt going across her whole body. It sounded like she got hit with a whip, like an Indiana Jones whip. Like, you know, in the movies, like, wah-bah. That's what it sounded like. It was fucking loud.
I love that.
Yeah, she got crushed. I'm trying to think if anything else significant happened. Shane McMahon wrestled. He wrestled Braun Strowman in a cage match, which is crazy because it was the second cage match in WrestleMania history. Just to think about that, that's crazy.
That is weird. Who won?
Braun Strowman. Yeah. They had a cool spot in it where Shane was about to climb out and he grabbed him by his wrist through the cage and then ripped the cage half off and then brought him back in.
That's my biggest gripe with like cage matches and shit is like they're the worst sold matches everything.
I don't think
like,
any.
I'm halfway over. What if I'm all the way over, but I haven't touched the ground yet? What if somebody were to just pull me the fuck back in? Like that is the worst thing you could ever do.
He threw Shane off the top of the cage. To his back.
Like, I love that, but also, why did he not just climb the fuck down?
He was exhausted.
I still think cage match wise, you can't top on Undertaker and Mankind.
Well, that was a hell in a cell.
Well, yeah, but I mean, even like just a general cage match in general. Like
when I was a kid, I loved that, and then I watched it as an adult and know what he actually went through in that, and I'm like, oh, please don't ever do that ever again. Like that poor guy.
It's like, what? Why would you do that to yourself?
Have you ever seen that Mick Foley getting thrown off top of a Hell in a Cell?
Or him getting thrown off the top and
broken in half
into thumbtacks, right?
Yeah.
On the one.
You know what every cage match should be? Both dudes start next to each other, and then they just turn around and climb as fast as they fucking can, because it would be over. That's the entire point of the cage
match. Well, the old school cage match rules were not escape to win. That didn't come until much later.
Yeah, originally that was the intention, is that you couldn't run away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole idea of a cage is you just wrestled inside the ring and you couldn't escape. Like the option of escaping wasn't even a part of the match.
Yeah.
It was there to keep the match in the ring.
Yeah, they actually fenced off the top in the beginning.
The Hell in the Cells.
Yeah,
I remember going to live shows in the Attitude Era.
Listening before
and
that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like looking up and being like, oh, I've a cage match tonight.
Yeah.
Because it's hanging up above. Yeah. Like
the first time they didn't put a roof on the cage is when Snuka was like, I'll jump off it. And they're like, take the roof off. It's literally, and then when it was redesigned with no roof, they're like, oh, if people can climb it, why can't they climb out? And that's when the whole thing kind of started becoming
dumb.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
and then they added a door to it where you can, but they still have pinfall. Like you can pinfall and submit yourself in a cage match. Because that's how it ended, by pin. But yeah, the original idea of the cage match was not to escape. It was to keep it in the cage. Yeah. And they were those big, thick steel blue bars. They were huge. Yeah. The old school, like the video games, you can see it, the blue cage. But yeah, night two should be fun. And then that'll conclude Mania weekend. It's also a cool thing because like all the independent companies go wherever the wrestling show is, and they put on all their shows too. There was a lot of really cool stuff. Josh Barnett's Bloodsport
We could probably still make it down in time and just sneak our way in.
Make it to Florida by.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there's a flight leaving.
Yeah. I doubt it.
It's a 2-hour flight.
It's almost 2-hour flight. The show starts at 8.
It's a 2-hour flight.
We would never make it.
We could try.
Well, too likely if you're flying out of like Harrisburg and a layover for like 9 hours in Atlanta.
All right. What do you score this one, Bob?
I believe I gave this a 4.5.
I'm going 4 on this one.
I don't know if I could drink more than one of them. It was delicious.
It was good. Yeah, it'd be tough to have a second for me.
I'm going to go 4.
4?
I'm going to split the difference with 4.25.
4.25?
Yeah.
Nice. What were some of the things, besides obviously wrestling and horror movies, what were some of the things that you were interested in growing up? Like sports and...
I've always been a big baseball fan.
Okay.
Lifelong Yankees fan. But I mean, like, baseball, like a minor league, foreign leagues. I just was a huge baseball fan as a kid.
Mm-hmm. How did you land on the Yankees? Were they just because they were like the good team, like you just kind of gravitated to them?
When I got into baseball, that's all my friends were Yankees fans, and I just fell in with the crowd. And it wasn't until I was like part of the gang that I realized all the history that they had.
Yeah, well, they just bought everybody.
Oh yeah, see, everybody else plays for free, right?
Yeah, but I mean, they're just like,
my guys just love the game. We're out there for the fun of it.
They're just building super
they
teams
pay too. Yeah.
They just had more money to pay.
In the early days, I mean, it might have been a little bit more different when there were fewer teams and the playing field was a little bit more level. But
I wish the NFL would get rid of the salary cap. My team would be the Yankees.
But George Steinbrenner, whatever you think about him as a person, he was never afraid to put his money where his mouth was, and that was his stated goal every year: is we're not here to have a winning season, we're here to win the World Series.
Yeah.
Well, was it like the late '90s when Miami, well, at the time the Florida Marlins, the owner just said, "I'm going to spend money and win a World Series," and they spent the money and won the World Series.
then he sold off everybody. Yep, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He's like, "Got my ring. You're all fired."
Yep. Yeah.
It was, yeah, pretty much. It, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was like 98 or something, somewhere that, around there. Like he just bought like all the good players, and they won the World Series, and then he just
I'm terrible at baseball. Where did Griffey play? Ken Griffey Jr. Was he
He was a Mariners.
Mariners.
Most of his career, yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember him being like a big deal.
I remember when they had the foam bats and baseballs at Pizza Hut.
Yeah. I remember him getting this like a video game, like Ken Griffey Jr. baseball. Yep. And yeah.
Well, baseball's a little bit harder to like go to now. Like baseball, people actually care about baseball again. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is getting popular. It's one of the first sports that people like. I'm not saying because it didn't have full capacity crowds, but it's one of those things where now it was easier for them to come back because they're like, well, we're not really in a demand where we're packing stadiums out every time.
Because it's like, I think now they're at 25% with the. But the Phillies, at least,
I think
the Rangers 50. Are just all wide open.
Yeah.
Like, well, see, they just again, have everybody in the stadium.
It all depends on what state you're in and what their rules are.
Isn't like, Pennsylvania 50% outdoors now?
I think they did an amendment for baseball because when the season opened, it was 20, and it was literally like 20% for one game, and then it jumped up to 25%.
Yeah, Yankee Stadium was 20% for opening day.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, and then one of the other, like especially around here now, like. In a 3-hour drive, well, until they screwed up the minor leagues this year, but you could probably go to 20 minor league ballparks as well as the major leagues plus independent teams. We're still in a pretty good location for that.
We have like 4 around us,
and even like if you're into it to that level, they have what they call a collegiate wood bat leagues for the summer, where all the top prospects go in a. No aluminum bats. It's all wooden bats, and they may play like 60 games in a 3-month season. There's actually one of the best ones. The Atlantic Collegiate Baseball League is basically centered in the area between Lehigh Valley and Staten Island.
Yeah.
So there's a team in Quakertown. There's a team in Allentown.
Is the Red Baron still a thing?
No, they're Yankees
to the Rail Riders
now. Yeah.
I remember the Red Barons.
Yeah.
So we have the Rail Riders. We have the Fightin' Phils.
Yep. We got the,
Iron Pigs.
Iron Pig. Yeah, Iron Pigs.
I went to a Reading Phillies game one time for Meatball's bachelor party. Like his brother bought tickets for it.
Yeah, it's fun.
It was like, I was like, oh, yeah. I was like,
beer selection.
He was like, oh, yeah, the beers weren't expensive. I think I paid $5 for a beer and a baseball
I went to a Reading Phillies game and had a really good time and it rained.
Oh,
and then
man.
I went to a... Right, what was the other one? The Rail Riders game, and it was like, it just fucking took forever. I was like, can this fucking end? It was like, dude, it was like 1-1 in the ninth, and I'm like, it was like 11:30 at night. I'm like, I'm fucking over this.
We went to this game. I got hammered drunk off only $5 beers in a baseball stadium. And at the end of the night, I was like, oh, well, how much do I owe you for, you know, the ticket? Because we had the best seats you can get in the entire stadium. We were in the dugout. They do like, next to the dugout, they put a second dugout where they just put seats and you can just sit there. And your seat is right next to first base. Like, I was giving this dude so much shit from the other team that he tried to fight me by the time the night was over. And Meatball's dad was pissed. But I was like, oh, well, how much do I owe you? You know, I'm like, damn, like, this was a great night. These were awesome seats. He goes, oh, they're like $25. I was like, there's no way.
And, yeah, and they have like the packages.
Absolute best ticket you could buy.
And they have the packages on the third baseline that includes food.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, it's all included.
I think the Iron Pigs, a ticket is $10 and it includes $10 worth of concessions.
We have really good, like, local hockey, too. Like,
We're set up nice for sports.
Hershey is an affiliate of the Capitals.
We have Hershey, Wilkes-Barre, and then Reading Royals.
Allentown is Phantoms, too.
The Phantoms, yeah. I go to Reading Royals all the time because you can sit in the glass for like $10, and you go there and you get a Stoker's Triple IPA for $9 because you buy the glass for $9, and then all refills are $9.
I used to work at the craft beer bar in BPL Center.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's fucking awesome. There's a guy in the place with the Reading Royals. His name is Gooch, like, which is already hilarious. His name is Gooch. And we're screaming, Gooch! And then all these little kids around us are like, Gooch!
Oh my God,
we're banging on the glass. And he got into a fight in the game. We're like, Gooch, Gooch, Gooch! And he beat the shit out of the guy. But when he first fought him, they like went in and separated them real quick. So he really couldn't beat him up. And we're like, boo! And he was pissed. So they get in the box and we're like, we're yelling over at the box, like, you fuck him up when he comes out. Don't take, you're for fucking Reading, baby, right? Dude, I guess he was talking shit to him through the box, like, yo, we never got to fight. Like, when we're out, like, we're fighting. And like, he goes, I don't even care if you're a part of this or not. I'm fighting you when we get out. And the guy was just like, it's on. So as soon as they got out of their penalty, they left all their shit in the box and just came out and swore up and fought. And I was like, awesome. Yeah. And that was the night Gritty was there.
Nice.
Yeah. It was great.
You got to show off for Gritty.
Yeah. That's what it was happening. They had all the mascots there. Gritty was there, except the Philly Fanatic wasn't. They would have fought just to be funny. That was around the same time where Gritty beat up a kid. Remember that?
That was great. Yeah, I still, if he did it, they say he didn't do it, but if he did it, good on him.
I think he did it.
He deserved
it. I think he actually murdered the kid.
Kids fucking deserve it, dude. Homeboy was probably just gripping up on him, like, pay attention to me. And just,
bring back the Pukemon.
So, did we score this? I'm sorry, I'm losing track.
I think we did.
Yeah, I think we did too.
What are you into any of these local baseball teams? Like, which one do you like to go to?
The Reading Phillies all the time.
Yeah.
Hershey Bears too. I used to go there with my grandfather all the time.
Hershey Bears are a blast. Like, the hockey, that's like personally my favorite.
I mean, that's like when you go from north to south, you start out, you got the Rail Riders.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come down, you got all the teams in the Lehigh Valley, the Phantoms. I skipped over the hockey, the little Penguins up there.
Yeah.
You got the Phantoms, the Iron Pigs. You got Reading. You got hockey in Hershey. You have baseball in Harrisburg. The Nationals have a farm team out there, the Senators.
Harrisburg also has a minor league soccer team, too, that plays on City Island. It's a good time. They're like the little soccer games. They're fun. Yeah.
Then there's professional soccer in Philadelphia, aside from all the big three or big four.
DC has a. We went to go see a DC United game.
That's why I follow in MLS DC.
DC. United. We went and see Wayne Rudy play. It was fucking awesome.
Well, you know, there was no Philadelphia team when the league started.
So. Yeah, the Union. They said it's a nice stadium too.
I've only ever been there for concerts. I've only.
Oh, they do concerts in that stadium.
Well, they do the Rock Allegiance Festival there.
Okay,
that's the United States men's national team plays there a lot too.
Yeah.
We're at the Union's home stadium.
Is it next year's World Cup again? Or they took they?
I think it's 2022.
Not sure.
Yeah, I love World Cup time. So much fun. Well, in like another couple, not too long. The World Cup is in America. Like, it's gonna travel all over North America. It's gonna be like Canada, America and South America.
I think that was the plan, that it was going to split between us, Canada, and Mexico.
Yeah.
The last bid they made was the three countries like that. But
yeah,
I'm pretty sure the next one's going to be 2022, but I'm not positive.
I believe
I read something about them wanting to do Philly for a World Cup. They were like putting in a bid at one point.
That's one of the like you would get a not the World Cup, but you would get World Cup qualifying games in Philly and DC, because they like to play soccer games for some reason. I think because it's still a grass stadium, or it's like the turf. It might be still natural, but the Washington Stadium, mm-hmm. they like to play on that one. So they use the Washington team. They use Philly, but they have all those MLS teams now too that they would use. But if it became a thing, I would definitely travel to go see a World Cup game. I don't even care if it's our country.
Yeah,
just to go see a World Cup. It's
an experience, at the very least.
They're such good experiences.
Even a circle, but I know Philly's supposed to be hosting the All-Star game, so like in 20
for baseball or
yeah,
really?
Oh, yeah, wow. But I think it's not for a while yet, like 26.
Now, like
2026, because it's going to be the anniversary, like a centennial year.
Yeah,
it's going to be in July, so they're going to make a big, deal.
I'm one shot away from fully vaccinated, and like after taking 2 years off and not doing anything, I don't even care if I'm into it. Like, I just want to go do stuff. Like, I want to go to baseball games. I want to go to Rail Rider games. I want to go to Reading Philly games. Like, I just want to do stuff. I don't want to. And now, like, I'm going to start scheduling the podcast in the summer, where like I only do stuff every other weekend. Like, Friday night is still a thing. We'll do a show, but like Saturdays and Sundays when we're off, like I want to go to breweries. I want to go see games. I want to do things.
That was going to games in the Dominican Republic. That was a blast.
Oh yeah,
that would be cool.
That's a different experience. I want to go see like a soccer in a different country.
Like I was at the, I think I went to 10 baseball games last time, and their soccer league had the championship match while I was down there. It ended up being a 3-hour drive on a bus to get there. But I was like, I'm never going to be this close to a national sports championship that I can afford.
Yeah.
So then we got there, and we got there early on purpose, because you know, you're expecting delays in travel and stuff. And we were one of the first 10 people. They gave the first 10 people in line free tickets. So we didn't even pay.
That's awesome. Holy shit. That's awesome. Yeah, I would love, like, one of my goals, I want to go to UK and I want to see a soccer game in UK, like Manchester United or something, and like in Manchester. Like, I just love the chants. I love the, like, how people go to the pub and they all leave the pub as like a giant group and they just sing songs on the walk to the stadium. Like, I want to be a part of that journey. Like, I want to be like just screaming. Well,
they do that kind of shit on like on SEPTA on your way to Union games in Philly.
Do they?
Yeah, they go nuts. Like, yeah. Union fans are shockingly
so are supportive. DC United. DC United, my dad said, he goes, we got there, and he goes, why is no one sitting in that corner? I said, that's probably going to be like, I don't want to call them the hooligans, but that's probably going to be the fan section. And he goes, oh, and then they all came in with all their stuff and big drums. He goes, why the fuck do they have drums? I said, they're not going to shut up the whole game.
Yeah, it's the soccer hooligans.
And he goes, they did. And he goes, literally for 90 minutes, they're just like, oh, like just screaming and chanting and beating the drum. Every time someone scored a goal, they threw a fucking
all
smoke
three
bomb.
Times.
They threw they threw a smoke bomb into a garbage can, and smoke shot up in the sky. We should have won, because Wayne Rooney he scored two goals that he would have had the go-ahead goal, but they called him offsides and he wasn't. And everyone like, fuck. His first, during warm-up, he broke one of the LED boards. He took a shot too high and he hit the board and popped like two bulbs out of it. And I was like, I just watched Wayne Rooney break a suck. It was cool to just see him on the field. Like, he was ripping shots from outside, like from like the 22, and he hit the board with it. And I was just like, wow. I was like, I would hate to be a goalie. Like, I would never want to take a shot from him. Yeah.
Square.
Yeah. All right. So here we are with Finkel and Garf, limited release of the chocolate covered cherry sour. What were you going to say? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
The goalie thing isn't exclusive to soccer either. I would not want to be a hockey goalie.
No. They have a little more cushion, though.
Well, but you're also playing with like 100 pounds of pads on.
Yeah,
and trying
to
stop a tiny puck that's going at 100 miles an hour.
It's like one of the like legendary goalies said something about like, yeah, he's like, yeah, it's great to be a goalie. You miss one fucking puck and everybody's screaming at you. The light goes off above your head. He's like, it's terrible. Yeah. And I can't imagine
the anxiety.
I would rather get hit with the puck than have to deal with that, you know?
And I think one goalie said too, he's like, yeah, like it's like, it's like getting shot with a bulletproof vest on. Like, you're not going to die, but you're still feeling that bullet. Oh, yeah. like you're like, bow! Yeah. I'm alive. He goes, that's what it's like getting hit with a puck. Like, just please someone step in front of that. his stick's way back here. You're like, oh my God.
It's like even the guys that, like, slide in front of it and aren't wearing all of those pads and block it. I'm like, psychos. No, thank you. Just let that go
by. I see them catch one in
the
knee once in a while, and he gets up hobbling, and you're like, I'd be done. I would never walk again.
I'd cry. You would see me as a hockey. I get hit with a puck, and I would just bust out in full tears. Fucking quit.
I still think hockey's probably like one of the hardest sports.
I lay on my knee wrong when I'm sleeping, and I'm not walking for the week. You know, like,
you'd be shocked how hard soccer is.
But because you're always going. But like,
not just that.
With hockey, you're still the same. Like,
you take a body-on-body collision, running as fast as you can. The only thing between you and those two bodies is tiny little shin guards that don't do shit. I coached this kid at North Google who literally was a running back his entire career in football. All he did was get hit and hit people. He went to soccer practice. His first soccer practice, he was going down the sideline, and the kid just went to take the ball, and they just collided. And he hit the ground. He's like, I'm done for the rest of the practice. I can't move. Like, he goes, that was the hardest I've ever been hit my whole life. he took a knee to the thigh and he was all fucked up. Yeah.
But you think about it, like, hockey and pro soccer players probably are paid the least out of all the professional sports. And it's the two hardest to actually play.
One of the things with soccer though is, and I'm a big soccer fan, I watch games from all over the world, is, that point of time where what they call diving became a thing, and you would fake like getting hit or whatever. It's still a huge element in the game, and they'll go back and they'll show it over in slow motion, and like 8 times out of 10, like he never even fucking touched you.
Hockey all the time too, man.
You can
catch a penalty for it in hockey. If they see you faking.
Well, that's an actual penalty now, so most of the time they don't catch it because it's the officials. But what some countries do now is they go back and they'll review the game afterwards. And rather than getting the red card, they fine them.
Yeah, NBA is doing that now too. But NBA does it, but they're hypocritical. If a big name star does it, they don't say a word. Like LeBron James will flop 14 times a game. I still think he's yet to pay a penalty.
That's one of my biggest beef with basketball is that. These guys are all supposed to be the best. Like, everybody fucking travels. Like, like 9-step layup, no fucking dribble, no.
Yeah. They call it a pro step or a pro hop. Yeah. You're like, no, that's a travel.
Yeah.
There's actually a rule about that in the book. You should look it up sometime.
Yeah.
It's called traveling.
No, but if you do it and you jump and you land on both feet, then you get another step. It's like.
They're all about trying to make it exciting so people watch.
Yeah.
It's less about the rules anymore and more about...
Remember when they used to play defense in basketball? That was awesome. I remember those days. All right, so we got this cherry chocolate covered cherry. I'll be honest, I don't get a lot of chocolate in it.
No, me either. Which I'm not complaining about because I think every style that I've had aside from maybe outside of a cream ale that had chocolate in it, I thought was odd because I associate the chocolate with either a porter or a stout.
Yeah.
Or something that has more weight versus...
We had that chocolate orange.
Yeah, at the Brown Barrel.
That was good. This beer and this beer are very, very similar, except this one's a lot more tart. It's almost like drinking the same beer.
They're very similar. This one is like, I don't know, the diet version of the other one. There's not as much flavor.
Yeah.
Of the flavors.
I thought this one was kind of cough syrupy.
Yeah.
Taste-wise, not texture-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. what are you going to score this one?
I'm going to give it a 3.
3? I think that's fair. What is this? The chocolate? I was going to look up by Garf. A chocolate-covered cherry sour.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, that's not it. Cherry sour. From Finkel and... I like the name Finkel and Garf. Yeah, we'll go 3. 3 on that one. All right. I like how the profile is zippy. It's a zippy beer.
Zippy beer.
Yeah.
Is that in the flavor profile?
Zippy.
All right, I think that'll do it. Well, let's we'll do this here. Beer of the night. What are you gonna go with, Cheese?
The Jamba Cherry.
Jamba Cherry. Bill.
Same.
Same.
I would agree. Yeah, that's beer of the night. Second one, I'll go with the banana.
Another Jamba.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. And I think CanArt, I'm gonna go with the bombs. I like the bombs.
Yeah. There
this
you
is go. This looks like a Four Local can. I do agree.
I think I like that the most.
Yeah.
It does look like, I don't know if it's on purpose, but like, especially, let me see in a second, when you get it like this and you can't see.
Oh, the sour looks like four.
Looks like four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. We want to thank Jen again for doing these beers. We do have more beers that Jen got. We'll probably do them on Patreons, or I'll just drink them and do them on the like Facebook Live. And do them that way. I'm gonna start doing more live videos with the beer reviews on Facebook, just to kind of inspire people to maybe do them as well. Maybe we'll get more people to jump down that road. But yeah, that'll do it for the Patreon. Thank you guys so much. Let people know we exist. We do have merchandise. I am working to do. I'm working on making a discount code again for Teespring and also for TeePublic. Maybe get a discount code that lasts forever, so it doesn't go away, and then I'll hook you guys up with the discount code for being loyal. If you have any ideas of what you would like us to do for Patreon, just click it again.
There. Fired.
If you have any suggestions on what you want to do for Patreon content, let us know in the comments. You guys have your own little comment section, and join us over on Discord. It's a lot of fun. Once we get more people in there, we'll start getting some conversations going. We'll talk and hang out. But until then, we'll see you guys next time. Here's some Faith in Exile. Now you can hit it.